This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Congress passed and President Joe Biden signed legislation Thursday night to keep the government funded until December 3rd, avoiding a midnight shutdown. The legislation maintains current funding levels across government agencies. It also includes $28.6 billion for states suffering from hurricane and wildfire damage, and $6.3 billion to help relocate Afghan refugees moving here to the United States after Washington ended its two-decade war in Afghanistan last month. Avoiding a shutdown was just one item on a busy congressional agenda. Democratic leaders at the U.S. House of Representatives delayed a planned vote on a $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill that had been set for Thursday, bowing to party progressives who had demanded action on a larger social policy bill first. With razor-thin margins, majorities, that is, in Congress, Democrats cannot afford to lose many votes if they want to pass their agenda. They are unlikely to win much support from the House Republicans, eager to take back the majority in the 2022 congressional elections. North Korea test fired an anti-aircraft missile, its fourth set of launches in September, using allegedly new missile technology, according to the country's new state media. The Korean Central News Agency posted a single picture of the newly developed anti-air missile fired Thursday using a mobile launch vehicle from an undeclared location. North Korea's tests in September also involved a new long-range cruise missile, short-range ballistic missiles launched from a new train-based platform, a new hypersonic missile. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.